Parshas Miketz begins that it was after 2 years and Pari had a dream. 2 years from what? So the Mefarshim bring down that it was after 2 years of when Yosef had the dream interpretation with the two people that worked for Pari. One was killed, one got his job back. And 2 years later, Pari had a dream, and that's what we're starting now. What was in those 2 years? It's brought down in the Midrashim that Rashi says that Yosef was punished because when he told the Sarah Mashkin, please remember me, he did something wrong. He was supposed to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he was punished for an extra 2 years to be in jail. After these 2 years, when he was punished to be in jail, an extra 2 years, when he would have been out 2 years earlier, is now when Pari had this dream. That's the opening words of the Parsha. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, on his own, later on they found earlier sources, on his own, says that from the way the Pasuk is written, it is clear that the Pasuk is saying that Pari had these same dreams for every night during those 2 years. It was only 2 years later, when he had the dream, that he now woke up and remembered it, and the whole process began of trying to find it out, who can interpret it, and Yosef being left out of jail because he was told he knows how to do it. The process began now. But every night for the 2 years, the same dreams occurred, except he woke up and forgot about them. Maybe he forgot they even had a dream, or he knew there was a dream, couldn't remember it, didn't make a difference, for 2 years. Rav Pinchas Karetz asks, what's the point of teaching us this? Why would the Torah tell us he had the dream for 2 years if it's irrelevant? Nothing happened during those 2 years. It doesn't make a difference. Yosef had to wait the 2 years until he remembered it, until he got out of jail. And the answer is the opposite. Yosef did something wrong by asking the Sarah Mashkin to help him out. And for that, he was punished for 2 years. But if at any point during those 2 years, he would have realized what he had done wrong and properly repented, properly had done tshuva, then what would have happened is he wouldn't have been deserving of anyone being in jail, and therefore he would have had to get out at that moment. So what would have happened? They would need this process to begin the same way. So Pari had the dream every single night during those entire 2 years, because during any one of those 2 years, if Yosef would have done the proper tshuva, Pari would have woke up in the morning and remembered it. But during those 2 years, Yosef did not do the proper tshuva on his level, and therefore Pari would wake up in the morning and forget the dream until 2 years later. That's why he had the dream every day for the 2 years. It's a powerful lesson for us. It means that everything is in place for our success. Just like Pari was there, the dream was there. It was in place for Yosef. If he would have done the proper tshuva, everything would have occurred. For us as well, everything is in the proper place, proper time. It's all set up for us. We just have to open the door. Everything's behind the door waiting for us. All the gifts, all the desires, all our angst, it's all right there. We just have to open the door. Whether it's opening the door through tzedakah, doing proper tshuva, doing proper davening, doing proper emunah, whatever it is about, it's right there waiting for us. It's not like we have to do our part and then it will come. No, it's much easier. It's already there for us. When we do our part, it's already there. It means the process psychologically is in a way easier for us to do, knowing it's already there waiting for us, and more motivating. It's not as much effort required in a way because it's there. This is what we have to think about every part of our life. Hashem is waiting to give us everything. Just open the door.